Hello and officially welcome to our Purium Health Products Wednesday Consumer Education Conference Call Series. My name is Amy and I'm going to be your moderator tonight. Helping along with me will be David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders as well as an author of the great book, The Green Foods Bible. David, are you with us on the line?
Yes, I am, and thank you for being with us tonight as well. And I want to thank all of you who have taken time out of your busy schedule to be with us on this Wednesday. And remember that we do get together every single Wednesday to focus on one subject or another. And as Amy noted, these calls are recorded. And you can, if you are interested, go on to the website and review an entire library of subjects and pick and listen to those you want when you want. And even, I would hope, if you find them compelling, share them with others. So this is a regular occurrence, and they are archived and cataloged for your convenience.
Absolutely. Well, the subject that we want to talk about tonight is your heart. And to keep a healthy heart this holiday season, there's some really interesting statistics that you're going to be going over in just a moment about how, during this holiday season, there's much increase in the rate of heart attacks. And so we wanted to take this opportunity to talk about an awesome product that we put out here at Purium Health Products called HeartAid as a wonderful way to help support your circulatory system, as well as talk about some other things you can do in your lifestyle. You may have read it on the Monday Morning Health Minute, just to take a deep breath and relax and enjoy this holiday season and not add the extra stress into your life that can lead to heart attacks. So with that being said, Dave, why don't you take it away and tell us about some of those statistics.
Well, before we get started, I just wanted to share some of the thoughts that I shared Monday in the Monday Morning Health Minute. And if you're not getting that, I encourage you all to please give us your email address, because each and every Monday we try to share some words of wisdom, if you would, some thoughts of inspiration, and a few facts and figures that we think would really and really do sort of help you in your ability to make good decisions, those decisions that lead to a life free from disease. And if we could give you information, that knowledge that helps you to accomplish our overall, goal, our overall sort of agenda is to allow people to live a long life free from disease. And we believe that by doing so, we can improve the quality of your life. And there's an old adage that says, there's an old song, it says, how do you mend a broken heart? Well, we have to be a little logical about this, and the best way to fix it is to make sure it doesn't get broken in the first place. Well, our heart is the most important muscle in our body. In fact, it's the only muscle that never gets a chance to rest. And just as in romantic lore, the health of our heart is also affected by emotions. It is affected both directly and indirectly. And during the holiday season, we are particularly vulnerable to two influences that could be dangerous to our body. In general, and to our heart in particular. And the first ones that affect us during the holiday season are emotions that could be heightened in a positive or negative sense. In a positive way, we could have expectations of good times or the anticipation of a desired gift, and that could give us feelings of elation, anticipation. And correspondingly, we could have feelings of disappointment if for some reasons expectations are not met. However, the deeper emotion of separation from family or friends, of isolation, and painful memories that typically lead to a depressed state where negative emotions take a dramatic toll on our bodies. In the study of psychoneuroimmunology, I learned that the cascade of endorphins that comes from positive feelings of love, of hugging and holding someone you love, of smiling, of laughter, of positive thoughts create healing endorphins that cascade from our brain. And when we're sad, when we're filled with self-pity or anger, then we have negative endorphins that actually damage our body. And so it is this dramatic effect that we could have on ourselves simply by changing our attitude and simply by changing our approach to life. Well, these negative emotions will typically manifest themselves through emotional overeating. That strains our gastrointestinal system and increases blood pressure. There is also the corresponding loss of appetite that leads to undereating, which reduces vital nutrients and our source of energy. Well, many times the festive eating and drinking, the lack of proper sleep, the hectic schedule, shopping, planning, traveling, and partying, it only adds to an already overburdened level of stress. And if you happen to be someone who is not doing any of the above, it leads to your level of depression. And so this increased burden is placed directly on your heart. Now, several studies support the theory. In fact, Dr. Robert Cloner refers to it as the Merry Christmas coronary and the Happy New Year's heart attack. So the bottom line is that statistics prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that one-third of all heart attacks at minimum take place in those few weeks between just prior to Christmas and right up to and just following New Year's. So in that deadly two-week corridor, we have one-third of all heart attacks taking place, and that should cause us to stand up and take a very close look at why and how we get ourselves into these situations. So I've made a list of six simple ways that we can, in fact, make it through this holiday season without increasing our risk and, in fact, really doing very good for ourselves. Because if you take the time of the year when you typically are the worst and you make it better, then you improve the rest of the year as well. So let's start by lowering your expectations and simplifying your plans. That's right. When someone says, should we do this and that and that and that? Should we buy everybody in the world a gift? Say, you know what? Why don't we buy them a card? Why don't we call them? Why don't we, you know, plan on going and inviting them over for dinner in the future? But let's not try to see everybody. Let's not try to buy everything. And let's not expect that we are going to be the recipients of largesse as well. In fact, the simplest things oftentimes hold the most joy. When you simplify your life, when you slow down, when you exhale, as Amy said, things get a lot better. Start each day with your favorite green drink and make sure to include healthy foods like fruits, vegetables, and whole grains in every meal. That means even your holiday feasts have some vegetables, a salad, have some whole grains, and have a piece of fruit on every single day during the holiday season. Make sure that you're including those foods. Don't overspend because that causes financial stress, which leads to bodily stress. And remember that love is the greatest gift that you could ever give to anyone. Also, remember to exercise daily, even though the weather may discourage it. This could be as simple as parking at the back of the parking lot, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, carrying the bags instead of putting them in a shopping cart. Little things like that could increase the amount of exercise you get, and you should consider all of that and more. Also, be sure to feed your heart healthy nutrients, and they will protect that. And that, by that I mean our heart aid. And, of course, your favorite green drink, as we said earlier, and possibly ionic elements. These are the most protective foods that you could use that will help defend your heart against a fatal heart attack, cardiac arrest, and things that, of course, might, in fact, otherwise happen, oftentimes will not happen if you feed your body the proper nutrients. And our product Heart Aid is really, really amazing. And the last thing is, if you are filled with gratitude for all the gifts that we get each and every day of our life, show appreciation for all the people you love year-round, and then you don't need to put so much emphasis on holidays to make up for the things that you didn't or should have done throughout the year. So the last thing that I would like to say, and something that Amy and I discussed and me and my other friends have discussed so many times, is that the universe, God, really respect appreciation. And, you know, if we appreciate the small things in life, then it's just a matter of time before everything that we need will be provided, because the less that you require, the more that is provided. And so at Purium Health Products, we know that knowledge is power. We're passionate about educating and empowering you. And that's why we wanted you to join us tonight so that we could talk about this amazing product called HeartAid. So I appreciate, Amy, you giving me a moment to give some information about this subject that I feel is so very important. And now I want to focus on the answer. The answer to heart disease is a product that is the accumulation of knowledge, the accumulation of the history of ancient cultures. And this includes an amazing combination of herbs and extracts, which I'd like Amy to tell us about. This product is called HeartAid. And exactly what is HeartAid, Amy?
Well, HeartAid is a proprietary blend that we put together here at Purium Health Products that was specifically designed to support a healthier cardiovascular system. So anyone needing help in that area, this is a wonderful product. You don't have to already be in an advanced state of heart disease to want to take this product. As we mentioned before, the best cure is a little bit of prevention.
Awesome. Fantastic. And I know that there are some pretty incredible ingredients that you've chosen to go into this product and that we've selected. So why don't we start with the Ayurvedic herb, Arjuna. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Arjuna is it's a unique herb that helps maintain a healthy heart and reduces the effects of stress and nervousness. Exactly what you said, at this time of year, very stressful, can be a very stressful time of year. And also, Arjuna has been used by herbalists in the Far East for many, many centuries, and it's actually the Ayurvedic herb of choice for cardiovascular health. So it has a deep-rooted history as being used as a cardiovascular tonic.
Fantastic. And now, which part of the Arjuna is typically used?
Are you
still with us?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was asking, what part is there? Like, do you use the root or the leaf or?
I believe it's the root. I'm sorry, I don't have that.
Well,
right.
I apologize. So I understand that it inhibits the oxidation of LDL and accelerates the turnover of LDL cholesterol in the liver, and that's great because it helps detoxify the liver. The liver accumulates fat, and that fat could be very troublesome, of course, to the heart. And different parts of the plant are used. I think that the bark is one of the most important parts. And I apologize. We had discussed that just a minute ago, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot because I know that could be difficult to remember what part of every herb is used. So now there is also, a number of other ingredients that I think are equally important. While the Arjuna has been used all by itself in Ayurvedic medicine, we found that combining different herbs and different extracts together actually create a synergistic effect. Isn't that right?
Well, absolutely. Everything we do here at Purium Health Products, we try to create a synergistic effect if we can, because a synergy means the sum of the parts is greater than each of the parts individually, and when you combine them together. So we've combined grape seed extract, which is a very potent product. You can purchase it on the health food store shelves, but we think in combination with these other herbs and foods makes perfect sense. And grape seed extract is actually 20 times more powerful as an antioxidant than vitamin C, and 50 times more than vitamin E. And we know that antioxidants protect against free radical damage, and free radicals can also affect the cardiovascular system.
Excellent. And, a lot of people have talked about drinking red wine as a way of, like, reducing cardiovascular disease. And we always said, well, that's a really bad trade-off because it helps destroy the liver as well as the brain. But what they call the French paradox, or the ability of wine to benefit the body is in great part because the antioxidant and the skins and the seeds, which are the OPCs that we have in this very product. So if you've heard about the French paradox, and this is something that might actually be very much responsible for that. Now, in addition to, obviously, Ayurvedic medicine and European research, South America offers a pretty amazing simple food that is also amazing for the heart.
That would be cilantro, I believe, that you're talking about. And again, cilantro has historically been used as a medicinal food throughout South America, even the Middle East, North America, and Southern Europe. And it's an amazing food because it's a very effective chelator. That means it can pull out foreign substances out of the tissues, out of the cardiovascular system. So it can actually help to clean out and strip out foreign matter out of the arteries.
Fantastic. Now, I was giving a little salsa treatment to this product because when I saw the cilantro, I immediately saw the next ingredient, which definitely, when I saw the two together, I thought of South America. So, what's amazing is that some people say that the next ingredient alone may be effective in helping prevent heart attacks.
Again, like exactly the things we've talked about, you see grapeseed extract standing on its own. You see cayenne pepper, which is what we're going to talk about now, standing on its own. What we've done is synergistically combined all these together to get an even greater effect. But the reason that cayenne is so great is because it has a high concentration of a substance called capsaicin. That is the phytochemical, the part of the cayenne that makes it very hot. Cayenne and other red chili peppers have been shown to reduce blood cholesterol, also the triglyceride level, and platelet aggregation while increasing the body's ability to dissolve fibrin, which is a substance that is that helps in the formation of blood clots. So this is just a really good, popular tonic for the heart, and that cultures where the hot peppers like cayenne are used liberally have a much lower rate of heart attack, stroke, and pulmonary embolism. So that's some really good
And these are the same people that, and I don't mean in a bad way because they're my people, mi ama es sandoval. A lot of South American people use lard. They use, other things that actually contribute to heart disease. And so the use of things like cilantro and cayenne, and opuntia and other herbs that we use in our products here at Purium Health Products, these traditional South American herbs, they have a profound effect, a balancing effect on an otherwise potentially dangerous diet.
Absolutely, definitely.
Now, didn't mean to interrupt, but we have to go back to Europe for the next ingredient, which in many people's minds, we have to go back to the kitchen and to the spice shelf, even for the next couple of ingredients. We don't have to go far because there are things that we're very familiar with, but we don't always understand exactly why or how they help the heart, and sometimes simply increasing circulation is important. So why don't you tell about the next couple of ingredients that many people might consider herbs as opposed to naturally medicine.
Exactly, or even food.
Food is what I meant to say. Yeah,
yeah, for that matter. And the first one is garlic. And again, you can go into a health food store. You can buy, there's bottles and bottles of garlic supplements. In fact, whole books have been written to talk about how garlic is just an amazing cure-all, how it's just a very awesome food to put into the body. Its sulfur-containing compounds are the sources of many of its health-promoting effects. There's been a lot of studies done, and they've demonstrated that the regular consumption of garlic can lower blood pressure. It can also decrease platelet aggregation. That means the blood sticking together. It can reduce serum triglycerides as well as LDL cholesterol levels, and while increasing HDL cholesterol. And so as a result, these beneficial actions and others attributed to the manganese, selenium, and vitamins B6 and C, all contained in garlic, help prevent things like diabetic heart attack and can reduce the risk of
atherosclerosis,
heart attack, as well as stroke.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And ginger, of course. And the thing about garlic is a lot of people don't get it every day. They don't get that much. For those who consume a lot of garlic, you think, oh, no problem. And that's okay. But there are many, many people who simply don't consume enough garlic to be therapeutic, and that's why we've included it in this product. Asian culture typically uses the next ingredient rather liberally, but it also has a tremendous benefit for the body.
Exactly, and that is ginger. And there's been a lot of studies out there that have found that ginger can lower blood cholesterol and it can reduce blood clotting. And the pungent compound in the ginger called gingerol has been found to have a structure similar to the well-known anticoagulant aspirin. And that may explain the similar effect that the two compounds have on prostaglandins. And ginger has been shown to have significant effects on aggregation. Again, that's that sticking together, important in the cardiovascular health and arthritic conditions. So ginger's been shown to help with joint mobility. It's been shown to help with pain, arthritis, joint mobility, and it's also shown to have an antibiotic and antioxidant effect.
Awesome. Well, we only have two ingredients left, and really the last one is the most important. The next to last is ginseng. And the reason we chose white American ginseng is because it increases circulation and the uptake of oxygen, just as all green foods do as well, which is why we recommend those, and that's highly important for the health of the heart. But the final ingredient, I'd like Amy to take a moment, because this is actually the master herb, if you could only take a single ingredient, if we had to choose one of these nine ingredients and told you could only have one of them, then this would probably be the one that we would recommend. And so why don't you tell them a little bit about the hawthorn berry?
Sure. The hawthorn berry is actually the most prescribed heart remedy in Europe. So doctors actually prescribe this herb in Europe for people with cardiovascular conditions. And it is most associated with its widespread use as just a general tonic for the heart and circulatory system. Specifically, it protects arterial walls, has the ability to dilate coronary blood vessels, and to strengthen the heart's pumping abilities. So those who suffer from angina would most likely benefit from hawthorn berry's ability to increase blood flow through the arteries. Additionally, for the same reason, those afflicted with high blood pressure, it may alleviate the condition of high blood pressure since the narrowed arteries require the heart to work more strenuously to get the blood through them. So also people who suffer from tachycardia, which is rapid heart beating, and cardiac arrhythmia, which is irregular heart beating, may also find relief by using the herb hawthorn berry. It also has amazing antioxidant properties, which help offset the arterial damage done from plaque formation and accumulation. So basically it's seen as an all-purpose, again, heart tonic or heart cardiovascular remedy.
It really is. In fact, before I knew about all of these other, you know, potentially beneficial herbs from, you know, Ayurvedic medicine and the effect of cayenne, I had heard about hawthorn berry, you know, over 30 years ago, you know, that was being used by people in Swiss herbology, and that along with bitters as a tonic for the heart. And I remember, you know, my grandmother telling me about those herbs. And so this is time-tested and proven herbology. And I want to take one moment to remind you that the Arjuna, you know, and the Gugalipid, those are taken from Ayurvedic medicine. The grapeseed extract and the hawthorn berry are taken from European or Swiss herbology. The cilantro, the cayenne, These have been used for centuries, but are most commonly used and have been used by South American shamans. Garlic, and ginger have been used traditionally in culinary arts. And now we find that they have these amazing effects. And, of course, ginseng is a favorite tonic in Chinese medicine. So whether it be shamanic medicine, Swiss herbs, Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine, or simply the culinary herbs that have hidden secrets in your kitchen, we have unlocked the secret to each of these, and we have synergistically combined them in a way that no one has ever done before. And I don't know if you've ever seen the trick where, 10 people lift a table with just their fingertip, and, it seems like the table's light, because they could just lift it with their fingertip. Well, healing the body from a holistic standpoint is a combination of body, mind, and spirit. And within the body, you must do some exercise, some meditation, some breath work. It isn't just a single exercise that strengthens your body any more than a single herb heals your body. And so by acting in unison, each one of these herbs coming at the condition from a different direction for a different reason and with a different causative factor, you are being assured of the most comprehensive approach as can be imagined. And your Ayurvedic doctor would never recommend the inclusion of South American, Swiss, or Chinese herbs, nor would the Chinese herbologist recommend the others. We have combined the knowledge of multiple ancient healing arts in a way that has never been done before. And you, of course, are going to benefit from that if you would take the time to learn about and then use in your life this amazing product called Heart Aid. Your risk for cardiac arrest and heart attacks may be significantly reduced, especially if you combine it with a moderate amount of exercise and paying attention to, your diet just a little bit. I think that we can make a profound difference in your future, in your longevity, and in your overall health.
Definitely. And the suggested dosage, it's very easy. It comes in a capsule format. You take 6 capsules a day, and we recommend that it's best to break up 3 in the morning and 3 in the evening. So very easy to comply with, and it offers really wonderful potential benefits, the prevention of heart disease, achieving healthy cholesterol levels, helping to control high blood pressure, as well as supporting the cardiovascular system, leading to a longer, healthier life.
I have to take 6 pills. When I go to the doctor, I only have to take 1.
Well, we're dealing with herbs, we're dealing with foods, and again, here at Purium Health Products, we never just put something on the label for label copy's sake. We give therapeutic dosage of all these herbs and ingredients, and so therefore you might have to take 3, 4, 5, 6 capsules a day of something. But in my opinion, with no harmful side effects, it's a much better way to go than that little tiny pharmaceutical 1 pill a day.
But wait, that little tiny pill gives me a multitude of additional benefits, like it hurts my liver. I might go blind, I could die or become impotent. So,
well, who wouldn't want those things?
Exactly. So you're telling me I don't get those potential wonderful side benefits with your product?
No.
Oh, man.
And another, that's funny.
you see, the thing is that I really get those questions, Amy. I really get people calling and going, but wait a minute, 6 capsules?
It seems like a lot.
I never heard you complain that they gave you too big a piece of pie. Okay?
Exactly.
So if I'm giving you more herbs, just take them.
Exactly. It's not that difficult. Just drink a glass of water and take them in the morning and the evening.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to also talk about a couple of other recommendations we have here at Purium Health Products of complementary products if you are trying to support your circulatory system. And the first one would be the product Ionic Elements, because it's such a wonderful source of magnesium. And we all know that magnesium plays a huge role in cardiovascular health.
Definitely. Well, in fact, when Tim Russert died, they said that he wouldn't have died if he had simply had enough magnesium in his body. And so the bottom line is that we really, really encourage you to take a hard look at Ionic Elements. Ionic Elements is the purest, most natural source of minerals that come directly from plants, directly from the earth. We've combined that with, of course, the amazing, we've combined it with fulvic acid. And fulvic acid is like what nature uses to move minerals. It's the transport mechanism that nature uses to move minerals from the dirt, dissolved minerals in the earth, using water and earth to move them into the membrane of cells. That is assisted by and made possible through something called fulvic acid. In your body, fulvic acid acts in much the same way to move minerals and transport minerals, or to assist in the transportation of minerals through cell membranes. And so we are unique in the fact that we've combined these, you know, natural minerals in their perfect combination state, very high in magnesium, and with fulvic acid, so that they could easily be used by your body. And as this relates to heart health, as we stated, magnesium is the single most important mineral that could prevent or minimize the effect of a heart attack. And right now, there is no greater natural source of magnesium than Ionic Elements.
Absolutely. And then we also suggest, as we do to anyone at their nutritional regimen, that you should have a green drink. And we suggest the organic Kamu blend, or maybe Best of Greens, or the organic barley green juice, as just a way to, again, get that natural magnesium from a green food source, along with the many other benefits that come with taking a green food in your diet on a daily basis.
Definitely. If you don't have Ionic Elements, if Ionic Elements didn't exist, then my top recommendation for magnesium would actually be the green juice, because it is perhaps nature's second most effective way of delivering magnesium to your body.
Definitely, definitely. And there's just so many other potential benefits to help alkalize your body, to cleanse and detoxify the body, and just to support it with those green leafy vegetable nutrients that unfortunately most of us don't get enough of in our everyday diet. So that's incredible reasons why we need to incorporate those green drinks into our daily lives.
Definitely.
Well, that brings us pretty much to the end of the content that we'd prepared for the call. Did you have anything that you'd like to say in closing?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say is that, you know, these calls could get a little bit boring as we, you know, draw through the, you know, minutia of the ingredients and each one of the ingredients' potential benefits. All you really need to know more than anything else in the world is that your heart is an organ. It's like a plant. It's like you need to feed it. Your heart needs its own individual nutrition plan. The nutrition that you do for your brain isn't the same as you do for your heart necessarily. The nutrition you do for your muscles, you know, to build them, like, you know, for bodybuilding, isn't going to help this muscle called the heart. And so, you think about cholesterol. Cholesterol only affects you if you're already unhealthy. Okay? Cholesterol doesn't make you unhealthy. Cholesterol is a sign that you are unhealthy. And we've got to stop looking at the signs and think that they're the symptoms. They're not. And what we need to do more than anything is to focus our attention. We need to realize that our heart is one of the top three reasons why people die in the world today. And if you had one of the top three reasons why people go bankrupt, and you had a financial planner, and he said, you know, there's three reasons why people go bankrupt, okay? And eventually, everybody's going to, you know, go bankrupt, unfortunately, because we're all going to die. But you don't want to die too soon, and you don't want to go bankrupt too soon. And so the bottom line is that if you could avoid, your financial advisor told you, if you do this, you won't go broke, you would do that. So we're telling you, if you do this and your heart won't go broke, then you should do that too. We're the financial advisor of your body, and you could earn more money, but you can't get a new heart, although I'm sure there's a pig somewhere that might fit.
Yeah, but I think, again, going back to that, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure statement.
Definitely. But more importantly, this isn't just, hey, you know, stitch in time saves nine. I'm telling you, you make a plan to strengthen your heart. And if you think that doing aerobic exercise alone is enough, you are fooling yourself. That's nothing but driving your car really fast when it's got bad oil and needs the filters replaced. Not smart. So, again, I'm telling people, make a plan to strengthen your heart, because that muscle works 24 hours, 7 days a week, right up until the time that it doesn't work. Think about that, right up to the time that it doesn't work. And when it stops working, it is always a tragedy. So pay attention to your heart. We have got the tools to fix it. It just takes your willpower to do it. So again, this is a very dangerous time of year. The few days before Christmas and the day after New Year, 1/3 of all heart attacks take place in those 10 days or so. And there's a very serious reason why. So we've warned you about that, okay? So you're going to be careful. You're not going to let that happen to you. You're going to follow the advice we gave you tonight. However, the rest of the year, what are you doing? That's why I want you to get Heart Aid right now. So, Amy, again, I'm sorry to go on, but thank you so much for being with us tonight. Your information was fantastic, enlightening, and educational. I'm just trying to add a little bit of inspiration so that these people will put in the perspiration and protect their heart.
Well, I also wanted to point out that during the month of December, we have Heart Aid on special. So right now we have
Wow.
the product Heart Aid on special. Buy one bottle, get the second bottle at half price. So that's a really great special. Try the product, use the product, give yourself a little bit of insurance. Make the first action step of your plan to have a healthier heart by purchasing Heart Aid and saving while it's on special this month of December.
Fantastic. Well, take advantage of that for sure. Is there a minimum?
A minimum?
Like on the special, could you get 3 specials? Or?
Oh, I believe there is a 3 special maximum.
Okay, so if you get 3 specials, that's 6 bottles. That lasts you half a year. I think that's a very good idea if someone decides to do that, because this is a product you want to use all year round. And, and I think that might be a good idea to, you know, encourage people
to
get
up.
More than one. So, again, I want to thank everybody who's been with us tonight. Knowledge is power. Tonight you have been empowered. And the thing is, power could be used a couple of ways. It could just be left on a shelf and never used. It could be, you know, used for good. Or if you fail to, you know, to listen to anything we've said tonight, I think there's a certain responsibility that you now have to yourself because of this knowledge that you have. So thank you again for being here. And Amy, I hope that, now do we have a schedule for next week? What's next week's subject?
No, I'm not 100% sure on that.
Put you on the spot again. I'm so sorry. But we will be here again next Wednesday with a live call, and we hope that you will join us.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for the great information, and have a wonderful trip to Florida. Check out our calendar online to see where Dave's going to be over the next few days in Florida.
I'm really looking forward to going. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
It's okay.
Oh, I am really looking forward to, you know, to the upcoming trip, and I appreciate, you know, your well wishes. We're going to go out and educate several hundred people about Purium Health products over the next week, and I hope that you'll be one of them. If you're down in Florida, I look forward to seeing you.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and have a wonderful evening.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.